Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to the Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about make this Christmas rewarding for your construction laborers. And again, this episode has been sponsored by me. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to my website at www.heavyequipmentguy.com or call me at 817-733-3799. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Christmas has always been a special time for us Americans. We long for this month to come so that we have a small vacation with our family and meet our needs and dear ones and have some quality time with our family and, of course, have lots of fun. Business tends to remain slow during this month, not just because it's Christmas, but also for the winter, which slows down almost everything around us. During this month, we can expect to get some sort of bonus or freebies from our company, and there are many such companies who do offer free coupons to buy items or give you vouchers or to go get a turkey or ham or to spend on things that you have to long to have, you know, give you a little bonus, give you a little cash. As far as the construction sector is concerned, construction companies distribute a lot of freebies to its employees, not just the might be big ones and get engaged in distributing gifts, but even the small size companies take effort to earn the loyalty of its employees. Number one, gift cards / gift coupons can be given. It has been mostly observed that construction companies give a lot of coupons or gift cards from their heavy construction companies and companies that sell them raw materials and items. The construction companies can, on the other hand, distribute those cards among their laborers. In this way, nothing goes out of pocket of the company and your employees get the gift that they are expecting. The coupons or gift cards have an expiring date and should be used before a particular date. So inform your workers to use it before it expires and not keep it for the next Christmas. Next, some give them bonuses. What can we be more beneficial than giving money on the month of Christmas? The employer should declare bonuses to be given to all employees. You can vary your bonuses amongst each class of employees, but while giving them a bonus, do not undermine their tenure in the company. Try to be more generous to the workers who have been loyal to your company and have been a part of it for many years. This does not mean that you will simply forego the ones who have just joined, but take a wise call while declaring bonuses and also inform the HR to work on this and come out without a painful plan. And lastly, most deserving laborers can have a free dinner with their family or his or her family. While we all accept that innovation is a key to any successful business, it also works well when it comes to appreciating the hard work of the employees and rewarding them. You should pick the one who you consider to be extraordinary towards his or her work an entire year. Pull out the track record of your employees and name those guys who have phenomenally different the gender of the work, you know, have made it a better company. You can fund them for a dinner with the entire family, and for construction labor, it will be a big thing, and also his or her family will have the opportunity to have a dinner at a place where they always heard of by dreaming of it, you know, and go have a steak dinner or something like that. The employee will be with you for the next many years and will work harder than he's ever done. Again, you know, treat them. Treat them to something nice. Again, if you got any questions, give me a jing, 817-733-3799. Thank you and God bless.